Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Yes, God is amazing. He's amazing. So amazing. Woo! Yes, God is amazing. I tell you. It's so good to know when you're down to nothing. God is always up to something. I'm just so grateful to know all I need to do is get out of my way, because God don't need my help. He just need my permission. Come on, y'all. Let's just give full surrender to the Holy Spirit. Let's give full surrender to the Spirit and how our personalities can serve that Spirit and how our souls of our goals can help us live in exactly how we were planted on the earth to be. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us tune in to that one that is one with the one. And in this right now moment, I want you to breathe, family, because sometimes, you know, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. We forget to breathe. So I'm asking you to surrender to the breath. And as we breathe in, I'm asking you to take in a deep, powerful, surrendering breath. The kind of breath when you don't know that you don't know that you don't know and you know Spirit knows. You know that kind of breath where you say, I'm tired and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want you to do that surrendering kind of breath this morning. So together, family, we're going to breathe in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. But to remember, family, breathe into the heart. You see the heart. As wisdom. Let's breathe. Release, family, release, release. Release those things that are serving a higher purpose. Breathe in all of the goodness of God this morning, because reminding you that wherever you are, the fullness of God exists. In this right now moment, as we call forth the fullness of God that's in us, as us, all around us, the presence of the mighty I Am consciousness, breathe, family, be still, and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Just breathe in all of God's goodness. And release. Oh, precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Matchless, mighty, matchless, powerful presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Mother, Father, God, the mighty I Am that I Am presence. The God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the Queens of kings, queens. As I call forth that divine presence of myself. As I speak from the transcending power of the I Am presence, I ask that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart, come Holy Spirit, will be so absolutely acceptable. Oh, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. In the mighty, matchless name, nature, and consciousness of our Christ consciousness, I speak, asking that you remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse and renew my mind. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew and cleanse my heart. Come and renew every cell every muscle fiber that it will get in true alignment of my mighty I Am presence, of my higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak. As I speak from my mighty I Am presence, as I speak from thy God mind, as my God is mine, I ask you to come and speak these words of this prayer today, that I may speak every word of your words, and that my thoughts will be your thoughts, and that you will possess every molecule, every muscle fiber, every part of my being will be present as my higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak. As the one mind, as the one presence, speak. Come, Holy Spirit. As we come together this morning to give victory to the one that is higher in the higher mind presence, as we say thank you, one of the highest forms of prayer is just to simply open our hearts in gratitude, open our minds, our soul, and our spirit in gratitude. Come, Holy Spirit, and possess my mind today, God. I'm asking you to possess my body as I come empty this morning, as every cell comes empty of any remembrance this morning, that every muscle fiber will be empty of any remembrance, and you will possess every cell in my body, possess every muscle fiber, every thought, every energetic expression, every part of me, every organ will be expressing my higher mind self. I ask you to come and let me say your words, Holy Spirit, that this prayer will be your prayer and the words will speak to the minds of your people today, God, that I will come in pure, unadulterated, can't even get the word out, Spirit, pure Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. To your people today, God. Speak to our minds today, God. Speak to me, oh Lord. Speak to us, oh Lord. Oh, Mother, Father, God, I ask you in divine mind presence. In my divine mind presence, I call forth this morning an anointing over this call this morning like no other. In my divine mind presence, as my mighty I Am, God, I call forth a fresh anointing, fresh revelation, new wineskins. I ask you to come and speak to every cell and every muscle fiber in every person on this call, that this call will remind somebody today, God, that it will remind somebody, Holy Spirit, of our mastery, our dominion, our authority to walk in the gifts and talents that you have gave us, God, that you so eloquently placed inside of us, the dreams and desires that it is you that want to express our higher mind self, that wants to express the greater version of ourselves. The desires of our hearts are the desires you so eloquently placed to say, I want to express more of the greater me in you right now, Holy Spirit, come. And bless every word in our mouths, that every word that will be spoken, every word that will be ever written. I'm asking you to bless every new book and all the books that we have written. And I'm asking you to bless every film, every script, and every gift, every person, and every seed, and every idea, and turn it into a $1 million idea today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our hands, Holy Spirit, in ways that we never thought possible, that everything we touch will be an Ephesians 3:20 experience, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, that it won't even be in a gold, turn to gold, but it'll turn to platinum, Holy Spirit, platinum gold. I'm asking you to anoint our feet today, that everywhere we tread, our feet will be in an Ephesians 3:20 experience, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, God. I'm asking you to bless our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, that we shall move in a way that only you can move, God. Our movements will be your movements, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us today, God. Oh, I'm calling forth the Christ consciousness in each and every one of us this morning. I'm calling forth a greater version of ourselves this morning, our higher mind. I'm speaking to the higher minds today. I'm calling it forth, God. Oh, that we will be so anointed today, God. That we will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed shall call us blessed, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a financial substance, God. Oh, I'm calling forth an abundance like no other, God. I'm calling forth a blessing, God, that you will rain down your abundance upon us, God, that it will manifest through us today, God, that your money substance will come and manifest through us in this right now moment, God. I'm calling forth a blessing in relationships, God. Somebody need to restore the relationship, God. I'm calling it forth right now, God. I'm speaking to the relationships today, God, in every form, God. Mother, daughter, husband, wives, mates, spouses, relationships in every capacity, God. I'm calling it forth, God. I'm asking for a covenant, God. I'm asking for a blanket of love to be placed upon it right now, Holy Spirit, God. I'm asking you to do your will upon our lives in ways that only you can do it, God. I'm asking you to come right now, Holy Spirit. Do it right now in the name of the consciousness, in the nature of the consciousness, and in the place of all our brother Jesus consciousness right now, God, that the Christ consciousness shall be our manifested glory right now, God. I'm asking you to do it, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, we have not. Why? Because we ask not, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. All right, Mother, Father, God, we calling forth our wealth substance today, God, in every capacity. You said it is in your word. It is he that gives richly all things, God. We're weighing down your substance upon us in ways that you that will blow our mind today, God. I'm calling forth an Ephesians 3:20 kind of day, God. I'm calling forth a healing of our bodies today, God. No exception, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to heal the body, God. Somebody need a healing today, God. I'm calling it forth. God, heal our muscle fibers, our organs, our every cell, God. I'm calling forth a renewed experience in these body temples, God, as we give thanks for the presence of you as us in these body temples, God. I'm just so grateful, Holy Spirit. I'm just one grateful somebody, God. I'm just one grateful somebody, God, because when I'm down to nothing, God, you're always up to something, God. And I'm just so grateful, Holy Spirit. And I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, matchless. Oh, thank you this morning, Mother, Father, God. Because there's nothing that you can't do, God. And the greater possibilities of all things are always right here within us, God. And I'm just so grateful that you loved us so much, God. That when you created us out of the energetic expression of you. You took yourself and placed us in these body temples and said, walk the planet as the God goddesses that I created you to be. And I'm so grateful that you chose me, God. I'm so grateful that you chose me today, God, to be in this planet to play full out, Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful that you chose me to play full out, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm absolutely grateful that you chose me to be in this planet, in this right now moment, to use my gifts and talents for a greater version than just myself, that I can use this as a platform to elevate, motivate, and educate those that are around me just by being me, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you chiseled magnificent on my heart and called me Janine as God on the planet. I'm so grateful, Holy Spirit. That only you can do the way you can do what you can do. And the only thing that I can do is what I've been called to do the way I've been called to do it. And I'm so grateful, God, that I was chosen for this day, for such a day as this, God. Oh, I'm so grateful, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm so absolutely grateful. As I give thanks for this experience on this day, I give thanks for this love journey experience. I give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing upon them today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth an Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing that will blow their minds in the mighty, matchless name of the Christ consciousness of who we are in this right now moment. I'm calling it forth because the authority that was invested in me said, I can do that, God. I can speak a thing and it shall be done. I'm calling it forth, Holy Spirit. It shall be done in the lives of those that are under the sound of my voice in this right now moment, God. I'm calling it forth, not tomorrow. I'm calling it forth right now, God. I'm calling it forth because you said it so. You said even before I call, Holy Spirit, you said you will answer my call. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done in the name, nature, and consciousness of our Christ energy. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done. It's so, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Woo. All right, Holy Spirit. All right, for the Christ consciousness this morning. All right, all right, all right. I promise you, God is a good God. God is amazing. Oh, God is so amazing. The universe is amazing. You see, life is amazing. You are amazing. I'm just so grateful. You see, I'm just one grateful somebody, Holy Spirit. Whew. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm going to turn it over to V so we can sing our love song. Because I'm on high this morning, family. You tuned in to the love journey. Yeah, they say they call this a prayer line. But this is more than a prayer line. This is an experience. This is a love experience. It's about love, praise, and inspiration right here on the love journey. And thank you for tuning in, because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here. And I am so grateful. Good morning, Z.
Good morning. Good morning, Lady Love. Oh, my God. What an amazing, amazing prayer, Janine. Oh, just give God the glory. Glory, glory, glory for you. Thank you so much for your prayers for our lives. Thank you so much for loving us so much that you would just allow Holy Spirit to come through you the way you do. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. And I love you so much. Good morning, family. Peace, peace, and love to our Love Journey family, to our Blog Talk family. And we welcome you to another amazing day of life and life abundantly. I don't know about you, but I give God the glory and the praise for being in this right now experience. And I call forth that Ephesians 3:20 life right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right, beautiful family, on the count of three, I ask you to open up your line, star six, so we can hear you sing to the glory of God. I love myself so much so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. Let's do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Woo! I love myself so much, so I can love you so much.
Oh yes.
And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much.
I do.
So you can keep on loving me. Oh, my angels, we give thanks for loving ourselves so much so we can spread that love around and love others so much so they can keep on loving themselves so they can just send that love back to us. And that's what makes the world go round, family. It is all about the love. I love you all. God bless you. Namaste back to you, my beautiful queen.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Thank you, Z. And I heard you, Miss Jackie. I heard you, honey. Yes, yes. Good morning, family. Yes, yes. Welcome again to the love journey. I am so excited because guess what? God is really good. I just tell you, I love when you live on purpose. I love when you can live out the dream that has been so eloquently placed in your heart. I tell you, it's nothing like the goodness of God. You see, because what you dream, God could dream bigger for you. I just think about that Ephesians 3:20 experience, you know? Because what I saw for my life, God saw it bigger and better. You see, I never thought that I would have a platform and be speaking, because that was not something I wanted to do. I was kind of an introvert, loved to get up and do my yoga, my meditation, and read a book and spend time with myself, because that's one of my favorite things to do is to be with Janine, because I just absolutely love being with Janine and her own thoughts. And I wasn't ready to share my thoughts with the world. I wasn't ready to share who I was with the world. But guess what? God saw it differently. He called this forth in us. And I never thought that it would be the experience, that it would be you. You see, I thought, oh, here I go, I'm going to share, and then I'm just going to be a few weeks, and then I'm going to tell these people that, you know, they got to do what they got to do. I done gave you the tools, do it. I never thought it would bring me to a higher self. I never thought that it would be more about me than it was anything. And so today, family, I can say again with everything in my heart that I'm absolutely grateful. I am absolutely grateful because, you know, of all the things I could have been doing, I could have been on my own agenda. Nothing would have given me the fulfillment of living in my purpose and living, doing what I do today. I just never thought, you know, just never thought being hired and people paying for you to come to their state, paying you to come and speak, paying you to come do vision board classes and doing what you love. And I'm just so grateful. I just woke up and I just had to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because I didn't see this for myself. And the love journey is the reason. I can say a lot of things, but the love journey, you just never know when you're saying yes to something, the bigger version of what you're saying yes to. I promise you, when I was saying yes to this, I never imagined a book coming out of it. Somebody called me who worked for a publishing company saying, look, I've been recording what you're saying, and we're going to put it in a book. What? All right. I never thought I would be speaking in one of the biggest organizations. Somebody called me from the prison and said, I want you to come down to Kosciuszko, Mississippi. We're going to have the National Council of Negro Women Conference, and we want you to be our guest speaker. And I get to speak in front of Dorothy Heights. Oh, my God, who I used to read about. I just never thought this would be my experience. And so today, family, I just want to offer you, no matter where you are in this process, God can take a piece and make a masterpiece. You see, God can take ordinary and make it extraordinary. God can take a test and make a testimony. And I tell you, God can take your mess and make a message out of it. But we're going to get started today. This is not what I plan for us to talk about, but I just wanted to remind you today, no matter where you are, God is all there is. We're going to get started.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free. Spiritually, I have grown. I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry and shed a tear, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
How I feel. I'm looking forward to the better part of my life because it gets better and better and better and better every day in every way. I'm so grateful, family. You ever had something you just can't keep it to yourself? You just can't keep it to yourself, family. And I just wanted to tell you that just how good God is, and I couldn't keep it to myself. And I
not because of anything particular, but just because I am always a God. I can teach you myself.
I just couldn't keep it to myself, y'all. All right, we're going to get started. We're going to hear Oprah. It's a 20-minute speech. And then the top 10 rules from Oprah. And then we're going to open up the lines, family. Because I can't keep it to myself, y'all. I got to tell y'all. It's all good. I promise you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, hey. Yummy. Thank you. Thanks, Aves. That was so good. You know, all those years, 25 years of doing the Oprah show and going into work at 5:30 in the morning in the makeup chair by 6:30 and literally crawling home at night for 25 years, I used to wonder what the ladies who lunch were doing. Really, I was attracted to like paintings of women lunching, and so this is what it's like. But even better, this is an empowerment lunch. You know, I changed how I viewed power about 1989. There was a book I read by a man named Gary Zukav called Seat of the Soul. And in Seat of the Soul, he defined what is true power, what is authentic power. And his definition of authentic power, meaning the kind of power that can never be taken from you, not your looks, not your fame, not your money, not your square footage, but authentic power is when the personality, your personality, comes to serve the energy of your soul. When you are able to align who you are, who you've become in the world, with really what you've come to do in the world, when your personality serves the soul. So I thought a lot about that. That book was actually life-changing for me. And I was building a home in Santa Barbara. And as anybody who's ever built a bathroom or a home or anything, nothing ever happens on time. And it was 2002, and we're supposed to be finished, and it wasn't finished. And I was like, I can't wait to get in my house, and I'm finally going to have a great Christmas, and I'm going to do the kind of Christmas that I dreamed of from the Courier and Ives, you know, cards. So I'm going to have the wreaths on the door, but I didn't have a floor, so it's a little difficult to do that. So I started to think, if I can't do that Christmas, well, what am I going to do for Christmas? My house isn't even ready, and what can I do? So I started, as I was walking around through the trees, sitting under that tree, because my favorite time is to be alone with my thoughts. And as I was alone with my thoughts, I was thinking, what would be the next best possible Christmas for myself? And I thought of the best Christmas I ever had. The best Christmas I ever had was when I was 12 years old. My mother was on welfare. I was living with my mother and a half-brother and sister in Milwaukee. And my mother called me, the oldest, to say, into a room to say, we won't be having Christmas this year. I said, we won't be having Christmas. What about Santa Claus? There is no Santa Claus. I had already figured that out, but okay. I was embarrassed and I was ashamed because for the first time, I had to face the reality that, yeah, what I've been suspecting, that we're not like the other kids, that we really are poor, is true. So we're not going to have Christmas, and there is no Santa Claus. My first thought, after being embarrassed and ashamed, was, what will my story be? what am I going to tell everybody when we go back to school and they're showing their toys and I don't have anything to talk about? What am I going to do? I'm not going to go outside tomorrow when everybody's out in the yards, in their yards, showing the toys they got for Christmas. I'm going to stay inside. Am I going to pretend I'm sick? What is my story going to be? Well, late that night, some nuns showed up at our house, and they brought a basket of food, and they brought toys for my my brother and my sister. And I was overwhelmed with joy that those nuns showed up, not because they brought me a Tammy doll when I really wanted a Barbie doll. I was overwhelmed because somebody remembered that we existed, and somebody cared enough in the middle of the night to come to our house with food and toys. And also, I would now have a story. So as I was contemplating, that was the best Christmas I ever had, I thought, how could I make that possible for somebody else? What could I do to create the same kind of experience for other children? So I took 50 members of my team at Harpo, Harriet, one of them, Sherry, the table, and hired another 50 people in South Africa. And we went to South Africa with the idea of creating something that we ended up doing a documentary about called Christmas Kindness. Christmas Kindness, using my personality to serve the energy of my soul. So we went from village to village offering toys and clothes, food, soccer balls to children who'd never experienced Christmas before. And early in the morning, you could see them lining up by the thousands to come. And we actually went to 10 or 12 villages to do this. And people said to me at the time, oh, that's so frivolous, and the kids won't remember it, and why don't you use your money to do something else more substantial, Oprah? And I said, they may not remember the toy. They may not remember the clothes, although they were most excited, the children, to open boxes containing clothes, because as their caretaker said to us, having new clothes made them not feel poor. And for so many of these kids, it was the first time they'd ever experienced having something that was new for them. They may not remember what they got in the box, but they will remember that somebody remembered them. They will remember the experience. So during this entire experience, Nelson Mandela had invited Stedman and I to stay at his home. So when Nelson Mandela invites you, you stay. And I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to talk to? Because it's 10 days. It's 10 days. It's not just a dinner. It's not a lunch. It's 10 days. It's 10 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with Nelson Mandela. What am I going to say? Stedman said, why don't you try listening? So I did. I had 29 meals with Nelson Mandela. At first, really, 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 I was very, you know, like, oh, my God, it's Nelson Mandela. And by the third or fourth day, he and I would sit together in his living room, sharing the paper at the end of the day, talking about events in the world. And one of the things we came to talk about the most was the power of education to overcome poverty. So in one of those lucid moments, I said to him, well, you know, I've always wanted to build a school. He said, you want to build a school? Oprah, you want to build a school? So he got up and made a phone call to the Minister of Education. I wasn't planning on building it then. But all right. The Minister of Education comes over later in the day and we start the process of building a school. The reason why I wanted to build a school, because I tried different things, because I always knew, even before I could articulate, that my personality needs to serve my soul. I always knew that to whom much is given, as the Bible says, much is expected, much is not just expected, much is required. So from the first time I came to Chicago and started to make more money than I needed to actually pay my bills, I reached out and was going to form a sister group trying to help young girls in the project. And I discovered I wasn't able to do what I really needed to change the trajectory of those girls' lives, because every girl that we would take out of the project and spend time with on the weekends, my producers and I, they would have to go back home into the same environment. And it was impossible to just change the way they saw themselves in the world. So by trial and error, I knew that in order to literally change the way a girl sees herself, I would need enough time to spend with her, to be able to hire the right kind of teachers, the right kind of administration, to be surrounded by a nurturing environment, to allow that girl to change the way she felt about herself and saw herself in the world. So the idea of creating a boarding school that was surrounded by beauty, the kind of school that I would want to go to. And I tell you, when I first sat down with the architects and said, I want to build a great school for leaders that will change the lives of women, and they will be able to break the cycle of poverty for themselves and their families forever and become a part of the real and true new and free South Africa. Well, the architect said to me, well, these are poor girls. These girls. I said, well, where are the closets? Where's the space? Where's the drama? Where's the theater? And they said, well, these are poor girls. These girls really don't come from families with clothes, and a lot of them have lost their families. And I said, but they will have clothes, and they will be able to do drama, and they will be able to excel beyond anybody's dreams. And that is exactly what has happened 5 years later. As Ava mentioned, we are now approaching, I'll go over at the end of November, and we have our fifth graduating class. This coming June, I'll have 43 girls graduating in South Africa. I have 7 in the United States graduating. I have 20 girls in the United States. One of them, Sade, is here today. Stand up, Sade. Say hi. This young woman who's now a junior at Stanford, I met when she was 12 years old, and I did the interview and said, tell me why you want to come. Do you want to come to this school? And she says, I really want to come. I really, really want to come. A dozen reallys. And she has done magnificent work throughout 7th grade, 8th grade, 10th grade, 12th grade, and from the moment my goddaughter, Kirby, who's also here today, who's Gail's daughter, came to speak to the girls at the school, Kirby was attending Stanford, and from the moment Sade heard Kirby speak about Stanford, she said that she knew that those were her people. And so when we went to Stanford and looked at the campus, she said, Mamo, these are my peeps, these are my peeps. So this is what I know, that being here today and hearing from Susan and Gwyneth and Selma and Rebecca and Jim and Anna and all of us, it's a really good thing. But I have always known this about celebrity. The real power of being somebody that somebody knows, and I really think that the only difference between being famous and not is that more people know your name. So the only difference between understanding that is understanding that what Selma has done, what Susan has done, what Anna has done, Rebecca has done, what Jim has done, what I've done, you too can do. Because true philanthropy comes from living from the heart of yourself and giving what you have been given. How will you do that? How will you use your personality, the energy of your personality, to serve that which is your soul's calling? I know this for sure. Any life, no matter how fantastic it is, how glorious it seems, how much attention you receive, how much square footage you have, any life and every life is enhanced by the sharing and the giving and the opening up of the heart space. Your life gets better when you can find a way to share it with someone else. So what we've yes. done, you can do. The real empowerment comes when every person leaves this room and makes a decision. Makes a decision. Maybe that decision is that you will write a check and support some of the wonderful organizations you've heard here today. But the true decision is, how will you use yourself? How will you use everything that you have been given to serve that which is greater than yourself? How will you use that to become truly, authentically empowered? Now, it is a beautiful thing to receive an award and to be on the cover of Variety. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful thing. But the true reward is in the lives that you are able to touch and the people who you know you have impacted. My beloved mentor, teacher, friend, mother, Maya Angelou passed away last year. And I remember when I opened the school, I was so happy that finally it happened. We got it done and went, got through all the bureaucracy and all the stuff that it takes to build a school from the ground up. And I said to Maya, oh my God, Maya, this is my legacy. And Maya said, you have no idea. You have no idea what your legacy is. Your legacy is every life you have touched. Your legacy is every person you have met whose influence was felt by you. Every single person. So she said, it's every person who's ever watched a show and decided that they were going to go back to school, or watched a show and decided that I'm going to leave my husband. I'm going to not no longer be a victim of abuse. Every person who watched a show and said, I am a victim of abuse, and because I saw this, I now can stand up for myself. Every person who gained a voice because of you. You have no idea what your legacy is. Your legacy is every life that you touch. And so, as you leave here today, the decision is, whose lives will that be? How will you use yourself in such a way that your impact and your legacy will live beyond the doing? So the great reward for me is knowing that what I'm doing and how I've done it and how I choose to live in the space that I call God, how in God I move and breathe and have my being, and I try to move from the center of that, is able to literally touch the lives of other people. I said to the girls when they first came to the school, we found them in villages and we found them in townships. We went out. Some kids were having school in a boxcar on a railroad track and some under a tree. And I said to the girls, the trajectory of your life is about to change. And I only ask one thing of you, is that you give as much of yourself as I and this school is willing to give to you. And Becky Sykes, who's the head of our foundation, spends so much time with the girls, can vouch for this. And so this is the true reward. I just wanted to share this with you. One of my, Shade is here because she's the only one of the 20 girls who are in school in the United States, in school from, their girls range from Brown, Mount Holyoke, Wellesley, Johnson C. Smith, Spelman, Colorado, Oregon, Stanford. She's the only one who had Fridays off. So I said, everybody, not getting out of class, come to Variety, no. But June of this year, I mean, so the girls are out in the world. We've done this thing that Susan was talking about, touching the lives of girls. And when you change a girl's life, you don't just change a girl's life. You change the community's life. You change a family's life. Because what girls do is they take it back home. They take it to their families. They take it to their communities. So my girls are all over the country in internships and working and doing multiple things during the summer months. And one of my daughters, I call them my daughters, Avakile, who's at Colorado College, was working in, went back to Cape Town to work in Cape Town this summer. And she'd always wanted to be a doctor, had planned to major in medicine, and this summer made the decision that she was going to switch to public health. So when they leave, I always say, just keep in, just let me know, just send a text. You don't even have to say you arrived, just send an emoji. Emoji, hello, I'm here. But she wrote me this amazing letter that will be something I treasure forever. I just wanted to share a bit of it with you today. She wrote this on June 11th. After having arrived in Cape Town and being in a house with all of these students from different parts of the world, she writes, "This is a girl who we found who would have had a very different life." But she writes, "The other day we were all sitting around table and began to have a heated, passionate, respectful, and compassionate, and most important, fulfilling discussion about what we want our own country and our nation to be, what we should be doing as the youth of this country to make it better. For the first time, I really believe I have hope for a better future. We talked about what male privilege means, what white privilege means, and the chains of victimization. Oh my, Mamo, it was challenging, yet so insightful. It felt good to know that I could share my opinion with a group of only guys and know that if my opinion was disagreed upon, it was solely because of the quality of my opinion and not because I'm a girl. I'm finding myself being able to let go and be me without fear of what the next person thinks. When I think I can go deep with someone, I do, and most of the time it turns out that person was also seeking the same thing. I'm learning, I'm making mistakes, I'm laughing, I'm deciding, I'm asking, and I'm questioning, and I'm also growing. And I have to tell you, I am filled with gratitude, so much gratitude, that I can see the sights that I can see and meet the people I have met and continued to be favored by God. That's the true reward. Thank you.
Wow. Woo. I love that. I just love that. We're going to listen to the 10 Rules, then we're going to open up the line. 10 Rules for Success by Oprah.
She's a media producer, actress, talk show host, and philanthropist.
She's best known for her talk show.
She is worth $3 billion.
She's Oprah, and here are her top 10 rules for success.
The way through the challenge is to get still and ask yourself, what is the next right move? Not think about, oh, I got all of this to be. What is the next right move? And then from that space, make the next right move and the next right move. And not to be overwhelmed by it because you know your life is bigger than that one moment. You know you're not defined by what somebody says is a failure for you, because failure is just there to point you in a different direction.
Nothing about my life is lucky. Nothing. A lot of grace, a lot of blessings, a lot of divine order, but I don't believe in luck. For me, luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity. There is no luck without you being prepared to handle that moment of opportunity. And so what I would say for myself is that because of my hand in a hand and a force greater than my own, I have been prepared in ways that I didn't even know I was being prepared for. And the truth is, for me and for every person, every single thing that has ever happened in your life is preparing you for the moment that is to come.
You don't have to hold yourself hostage to who you used to be or anything you ever used to do, because who has lived and hasn't made mistakes? When I think about my 20s and what a foolish girl I was and how I would give over my power to men who really didn't mean me well. But now I hold no grudges against them either, because I realize I'm the one who gave over the power because I didn't know any better. And now that I know better, I know I don't have to do that again. It's one of the most powerful lessons any of us can ever know. I say to my girls all of the time that your real work is to figure out where your power base is and to work on the alignment of your personality, your gifts that you have to give, with the real reason why you're here. That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full. Now, I used to be afraid of that. I used to be afraid, particularly from people who say, oh, she's so full of herself. She's so full of herself. And now I embrace it. I consider it a compliment that I am full of myself. Because you only when you're full, I'm full, I'm overflowing. My cup runneth over. I have so much to offer and so much to give. And I am not afraid of honoring myself. You know, it's miraculous when you think about it. And I would say to my team, well, doesn't matter, because every season somebody else was coming out. One talk show, two talk shows, three talk shows. There have been over 100 talk shows since we started. But every time, I would feel like, all right, got to step up our game. Got to step up our game. The way you step up your game is not to worry about the other guy in any situation, because you can't control the other guy. You cannot control the other guy. You only have control over yourself. So it's like running a race. The energy that it takes to look back and see where the other guys are takes energy away from you. And if they're too close, scares you. So that's what I would say to my team all the time. Don't waste your time in the race looking back to see where the other guy is or what the other guy is doing. It's not about the other guy. It's about what can you do. You just need to run that race as hard as you can. You need to give it everything you've got all the time for yourself. My grandmother was a maid. That's all she ever knew. The only real expectation she held for me was that I would one day become a maid and, in her words, have some good white folks, meaning people who would not speak negatively about me, who would allow me to take food home, who would be good to me, would treat me with some level of dignity and respect. That was my grandmother's dream for me. But I had another dream for myself, another more than a dream. I had a belief for myself. And I remember watching her hang out clothes on a line one day and say to me, you have to watch me, Oprah Gail, because one day you'll have to do this for yourself. And knowing inside myself that that was not going to be my life. Don't know how I knew it, other than that thing that we all have, intuition or an instinct that said, no, this will not be my life. But because I sensed that and was connected to that, and I remember it was a very still moment. It was quiet. And I was still, and I was watching her. I could see her right now with the clothespins in her mouth and putting them on the line and seeing the breath, because it was cold, the moisture coming from her lips. And I knew that that would not be my life. I knew that I will not be hanging clothes on a line in a backyard in Mississippi. So I was either 4 or 5 years old. And that belief that that would not be my life is what I held on to for the longest of times. I just, no matter what, believed that there was something bigger, greater, more for me. I always understood that there really was no difference between me and the audience. At times, I might have had better shoes, but at the core of what really matters, that we are the same. And you know how I know that? Because all of us are seeking the same thing. You're here at this fabulous school, and we'll go out into the world and each pursue based upon what you believe your talents are, what your skills are, maybe your gifts are, but you're seeking the same thing. Everybody wants to fulfill the highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being. That's what you're looking for. The highest, truest
expression of yourself as a human being. And because I understand that, I understand that if you're working in a bakery and that's where you want to be, and that may be the, that may be what you've always wanted to do, is to bake pies for people or bake cakes for people or to offer your gift, then that's for you. And there's no difference between you and me, except that's your platform. Mm-hmm. That's your show every day. So my understanding of that has allowed me to,
reach,
you know,
everyone.
To reach everyone. And there's no way that you wouldn't, because that's what I truly feel.
A lot of people don't know their purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, your immediate goal is to figure that out, because otherwise you're just wandering around here. So the moment you can figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing, the sooner you are able to get about the business of doing that.
My life is fueled by my being, and the being fuels the doing. So I come from a centered place. I come from a focused place. I come from compassion. It's just my nature. I come from a willingness to understand and to be understood.
Right.
And I come from wanting to connect. I mean, the secret of that show for 25 years is that people could see themselves in me. All over the world, they could see themselves in me. And even as I became more and more financially successful, which was a big surprise to me, I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting.
You mean you got more than that 30,000?
I got more than 30,000 by the time I was 30. But what I realized is through the whole process, because I'm grounded in my own self, that although I could have more shoes, my feet stayed on the ground, although I was wearing better shoes. These are kind of cute today, too. So I could keep my feet on the ground even though I could get more shoes. And I could understand that it really was because I was grounded. I was doing and continue to this day to do the consciousness work. I work at staying awake.
Dear beautiful brown-skinned girl, and I use the word beautiful because I know that's never a word you would call yourself. I look into your eyes and I see the light and hope of myself. In this photo, you're just about to turn 20, posing outside the television station where you were recently hired as a reporter. You look calm. You look happy. But I know how scared you are. If I could say anything to you, it would be, relax. It's going to be okay, girl.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I made this video because Valerie Brown asked me to. So if there's a famous entrepreneur that you want me to profile next.
All right, all right, all right. That was the 10 Rules of Success from Oprah. And anybody have any comments, I want to remind you that this is the Love Journey. Love Journey, yes, 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 Love Journey. They call it a print line. I call it an experience. If you are on Blog Talk, press 1. And if you are on a teleconference, who knows what you got to do, press 6. Come on in. Let's talk. Let's open the lines. If you have anything you want to say, I tell you, I was sitting here with tears in my eyes. I'm so grateful today. Good morning, family. I can't keep it to myself. And yeah. All right, family. Well, I'm kind of quiet this morning. It's
good
okay.
Good morning.
So good morning, Rosa.
How are you, Jason?
I'm great.
And everyone else on the line, you know, it is a glorious thing when you come into the realization of the things that you really know. You know, who would have thought that Oprah would have become such a profound influence to so many men and women all over the world? You know, I was listening to you tell the same thing happened to you. Who would have thought just by doing one thing, it would expand so hugely that you actually changed the world? and be all right with it. I've been reading Oprah's What I Know for Sure.
Yes.
And I could not put that book down last night. The things and the experiences. How many times do you go through something and never, ever ask, okay, what's my lesson in this? Not who did it to you, how you feel about it, but what lesson am I to learn in this experience? I never did that when I was young, you know. I never, ever asked that question. What did I learn in that? You know, and I listened to her say the same thing over and over. Everything that we go through is for our good. And we've been taught that those people who have gone to church and in the Bible, all things are good. But we never, ever stop to say, what is the goodness in this experience? And I was sitting here thinking how influential and how many girls' lives and how powerful is the world going to be in 20 years when all these youngsters become women. I pray that I'm here. I want to see this. I want to see this. We are in the perfect place for change in the universe. If it's only one child that we experience and they experience us and our growth, then that's all right, because that one child is going to experience it, expand somebody else. You know, a lot of times we want to do big things, but big things start with small things. And I am so grateful to hear this being said. Oprah is an amazing woman. She's opened a school here in D.C., and I have been thinking about looking into that and seeing where her school is here. I found that out a couple of weeks ago talking to somebody. But her book, What I Know for Sure, is amazing. I said, this lady just does, if she does know. That's the whole point. She does stuff. She takes the responsibility of being who she is, no matter what. So, say things and positive and negative. Because without the negative, everything is balanced. Everything comes with the good and the bad, but it's how you view it to be with you. Don't let it stop you in your tracks. Don't let it stop you in your tracks. Just keep moving. Keep being.
Thank you.
Somebody.
Thank you, Rosa J. Thank you, thank you. That was powerful. Any more questions, comments, or concerns, star 6, or press the 1 on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Well, we're going to keep this train moving. You know, we call this a love experience. And we're going to do our beautiful affirmation. We're going to call in Miss Jackie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you.
Good God morning, beautiful.
Good God morning to our Love Journey family, our Blog Talk Radio family. Good God morning to you. You know, I like what Oprah said when she said about Maya Angelou, when she was speaking about the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all do that each and every day when we are encouraging one another some sort of way down through our lives. And Janine, you do it every single day, the way you are transforming, you know. I am no longer conforming to, but I am transforming to a far more greater, higher version of self. And I am so thankful and grateful because as I transform, I am leaving a better foundation for my love line as well. So I thank you. And it's a daily work that we have to do from within. You know, so it becomes our lifestyle, you know, and I'm just grateful that I can see a better version for myself, you know. So I thank you each and every day for the way that you show up, because you allow us to be able to show up as our better, truer self that God designed us to be. So I'm thankful and grateful. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you so much. What an honor.
To be that beautiful fruit of the Spirit in action every single day. Delicious. Divinely delicious. I love you.
I love you too. I love you. I love you, Money Coach.
Okay, well, we're going to do our 40-day prosperity of abundance. We are at day number 9, and I will read the principle, and then we can all do the affirmation together. This is some beautiful work right here, and once you allow do this process, I'm finding myself opening up more and more and more each and every day, and the more you read it, the more you can. I'm just being more open up and receiving and accepting to what I am reading and feeling and writing the words. As I'm writing these words out, I'm like, oh, my God, the energy that's going within it, it feels so good, and I just love it. And I'm just able to breathe, and, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. Thank you so very much. Okay, come on, family, let's do this. We are at day 9, and today's principle is, when I am aware of my God self within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life and relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that created energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. And the affirmation for today is, my savings is continuously supplied, and this, thanks to the divine self-sufficiency, fills not only my requirements, but also brings a divine surplus to me. Let's affirm together, family. My savings is continuously supplied, and this,
my savings is continuous supplied as this.
Star six, if I didn't say star six, please star six. Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency. Fills not only my requirements. But also brings a divine surplus to me. Come on, family, star six your phones. My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
Thanks to the divine self-sufficiency. Fills not only my requirements, but also brings a divine surplus to me. Last time, family. My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
My savings is continuously supplied, and this.
Fills not only my requirements, but also a divine surplus to me.
but
also a divine purpose to me.
Amen, amen. Don't forget family duty again tonight before you turn in tonight to do your affirmation and just meditate over the principle for it and express your feelings as you write in your journal today, family. And that was our abundance for day number 9 and our 40-day abundance affirmation. Thank you so very much, family. And we're going to continue with our love experience at this time as we do our Reverend Ike affirmation for this morning. So, family, we're going to continue in. Let's do what we do at this time. Money, I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into me. I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me. I know you hear me.
Oh, money right here, right now. I'm telling you, money.
Money right here, right now. I'm telling you, money.
You love Jacqueline Valentina Cradle. Put your name on that.
You love me. Put your name on it, Alana. Yes, yes.
Hold your hands. I say, money, you are welcome in my hands. You got to feel that money.
Money, you're welcome in my hands.
Yes, money, you welcome in my pockets. See, we don't have lint in our pocket. We got money in our pockets. Yes.
money, you welcome in my pockets, my pocketbooks, and my bank accounts.
Yes, yes. Money, you welcome in my life all the time.
Money, you welcome into my life all the time.
I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my mind and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to money, to my banknotes. Excuse me, I apologize. I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposits.
I open my heart and mind to and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to cash money.
I open my life to money through my love and appreciating attitude. I love you, money.
I open my life to money, to my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes. Put your name in it. Money says Jacqueline Valentina Cradle in divine right ways.
Money, sir. Yes.
Get your lungs ready. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
All right. Money is wonderful stuff.
Yes, thank you, God and me for money.
Thank you, God and me for money.
Dance it out, guys. Yeah, get it out. Whoa. Feel that energy. Yeah. Woo. Calling that money in, y'all. Woo, we just called it in.
Yeah, appreciate that money today.
Yes, yes,
yes. Thank you, lady love.
Nah, my no job. Thank you, money coach. That's our money coach. Money coach Jackie. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Jackie. You did a phenomenal job.
Thank you, my queen. You are a phenomenal woman.
Ooh, phenomenal woman. That's me.
Yes, you are. You are so. You are phenomenal. So you know that's who we are because of who you are. Thank you.
Yes, we are phenomenal. I love it. All right. We just want to give thanks for Mama Ethel being home. Yes, yes, yes. Let's send some love out. Mama Ethel is at home. Look at God. Look at God. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God. Yes, yes. You got anything you want to say, Miss Lady? How she doing? What's going on?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You know, I just can only say God is so good. God is so amazing. Prayer works. Honestly, I'm just so grateful. You know, she went in on Monday, all of these experiences, and, you know, was just within 3 days, she's back home. So, you know, God is just amazing. My mother is strong. She is powerful. And she just amazes me every time. And I just know God's grace and mercy continues to follow her and bless her and anoint her with abundant health. As she's about to embark upon 84 years on August the 1st. So just for, you know, just to see her as amazing as she is just awesome. So I just want to say again, thank you so much, Janine, your powerful prayers, Jackie, Khadija, all my sister friends. When I called out to you, when I sent the text message, everybody got to pray and sent me prayers, covered my mother with your love and light and your beautiful prayers. Silent unity, always, 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 I call them. And so I just know that when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. So thank you. She is home resting. She's happy to be in her bed. And we're just going to continue to see her unfolding magnificently in perfect health and wellness. Thank you, family. I love you all. Thank you so much, Janine. Peace.
Yes, yes. I tell you, prayer does work. I'm gonna just give some praise to just prayer. Just works. It works. It works. It works if you work it, and it works because I worked it. I tell you, it is an amazing experience to just feel the presence of God's love through prayer. I love prayer. I just love prayer. I just want to give a shout out to Brooke, who, you know, it's nothing like a wonderful sister friend to come sit at the hospital with you and keep it through. And I just was just feeling the presence of Brooke McCarty's sister, Ms. Z, and being there for her. So thank you, Brooke, for being a powerful sister and reminding us that the power of sisterhood is amazing. Just want to send some love to our wonderful Rosa J. Rosa J doing it God's way all the time. You hear her beautiful, strong voice, and it's just always amazing to be in her presence. Just sending some love to our Rosa J. Rosa J, only
girl,
doing it for me.
Janine, I want to tell you guys, I spent 5 days in the hospital, and 3 of those days I could only feel you. You know, for the first time, I actually could feel you guys. You know, I am so grateful for a praying community. You know, I want to thank Otto because he called me almost every night that I was in the hospital, even when I didn't feel like talking. He just kept me going. You know, when you're sick, you be like, all you can say is thank you. I'm still here. I might not be feeling well, but I'm still here. But I could actually feel blessings coming in. I could actually feel visitors in my room. It was like spirits bumping my bed. You know, nobody in the room, nobody physically. This was a different kind of sickness, and it was a different kind of experience in that sickness. And I'm so grateful for my praying community, the texts, the prayers that came in, you know, my church, like Z said, unity is an amazing community. You know, I can feel you, God. You gave me strength to just let it go and let them do what they had to do and, you know, just be accepting of whatever, you know. I got a lot of angst and anxiety about being in the hospitals and doctors trying to give you medicines and, you know, go home and get my natural herbs, please. Get my oils. You know, I actually had some business partners, made some business partners from the nurses. Folks wanting me to do things for them when I get better. This is a whole nother thing. But what I learned out of it is, Rosa, take care of you. Do what you're supposed to do. Then put your oxygen mask on first. And then you take care of everybody else, which is something that I had forgotten to do that put me in the hospital. So I am grateful for you, ladies and gentlemen. I always wanted to be surrounded by a community that loved me no matter what. And I am. I'm in the center of a triangle. And each point is an epitome of love. I am so grateful for you guys. I can't even imagine being without you. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to ever leave. I think I might up my date from 120 years to 130. Why not? With you guys, I should be able to prance through life on the wings of love. I am so grateful for you. So, so grateful for you. You prayed for me when I couldn't even open my mouth. And actually, guess what? For 3 days, I couldn't really open my mouth. Couldn't say nothing, couldn't do nothing. All I could do was say thank you. So thank you, God. And I'm home. Got home last night. So I'm going to sit down to my breakfast and have a great day. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing. And in that, I want to send some love to Mr. Daniel Regan. I'm telling you, that man is off the chain. I absolutely love and adore Mr. Dan and how he shows up in the class. Because it's the way he do what he do for you, Miss Lady. It's just the way he do what he do for you. He texts me every night, let me know how you were doing, kept me posted, you know, and I'm sure other people as well. And so I just want to say thank you, Dan. I know he's not on the line, but thank you anyway, Dan, for just being you. I appreciate him.
And you know what, Janine? I appreciate him, too. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have never gone to the hospital. He said, oh, no, we're getting out of here. And he is definitely my support. My support. So I love him so much. You know, no matter what. And I've never had a man that sat by my bedside the entire time. The only thing that kept him from my bedside was his work, his job. And he definitely, no matter what I asked for, just sitting there. And sometimes that's all you need, just somebody sitting there. He sat there. And he contacted everybody. He said, you know, I don't know all them numbers, but I guess they'll pass it on. He is amazing.
I just wanted to send some love out to Dan for being Dan. Just an amazing spirit. I tell you, an amazing spirit. I love me some Daniel. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know how things are going to move and how things are, but I'm going to tell you, no matter how it do, I just want you to know I'm going to always love me some Dan. Miss Lady, I just want you to know, Rosa, I'm going to always love me some Dan. I just love him how he do you. Oh, I love it. All right, we're going to keep this love experience moving. Thank you so much for the victory of Rosa being home as well. Thank you, Rosa, for being back on the block, baby. Back on the block.
All right, you can't keep a good woman down. No, you cannot. Not God's child. All right, we're going to keep this love experience moving, reminding you that the Oath of Manifestation is 10:30 today. Don't forget to tune in with Khadijah and Friends. That's Khadijah. That's Jacqueline and Cradle, our money coach, and Z, the love sex enthusiast. Yes, yes, yes. You don't want to miss the opportunity to be with Khadijah and Friends on the Oath of Manifestation. That's 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. Yes, yes, yes. You don't want to miss it. All right. You know what? August 7th is getting closer and closer, closer and closer. Yes, yes, yes. I got people calling me from everywhere saying they're going to be here. I tell you, I think this might be one of the biggest ones we had. I mean, people calling me from New Zealand. I said, well, okay, Holy Spirit, do your stuff, do your stuff, do your stuff, God. You know, lots of men. I said, wow, lots of men come. Wow, okay, God, do your stuff. I need to call and just thank God for God's loving, amazing energy. You know, that people want to come from all around the world just to be a part of this amazing experience. It just touched my heart. It touched my heart in ways that you cannot even imagine. And those just amazing. And I just want to put that on the forefront of your mind, August 7th. If you can't be here, send some prayers up. And if you want to send your money energy, you can go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com and put in, you can even just put something as simple as Love Journey 828. That's the number 828, Love Journey 828 at gmail.com. Yes, or you can just continue with Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. That's Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. We appreciate all of your time, your energy, any money donations that you share. Let me know that you believe in the mission of the Love Journey. Thank you so much for believing in our mission. And it's so funny, these last 2 weeks I've been really getting more clarity on what it is that I want and being intentional about what I want to share with the Love Journey in terms of, you know. And so I just want to say I'm grateful for that, because the one thing that I want to really do with the Love Journey as a platform is to remind people to take the shackles off their thoughts, to remove poverty from our community, and to remind us that love is the key. Love is the cure. Love is the answer. You see, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. And there's not a question that love can't answer. And now, as I get more clear and more clarity surrounding that, I'm really grateful, because that's my mission, to really change our consciousness and our community, and how we operate and how we see ourselves, and how we see ourselves as God goddesses, and how we even just see God in the planet. I've never been so clear. I've never been so just right down understanding of what it is that I want from the Love Journey, what I want in terms of the mission, to even sit down and write down what was my intention for the sunrise service was so powerful. And it's just sitting here listening to these, and no matter how many times you listen, you always get something new. So just getting the opportunity to rehear what I've already been hearing, but hearing it from a different perspective and actually doing the work. So sitting down and being intentional about what it was that I want to do in terms of the Love Journey, in terms of my life, in terms of the Sunrise Service, was really giving me clarity. I'm like, I've never been so clear about my purpose. I've never been so clear about who and what I was and how I was meant to show up on the planet and to really give thanks for my presence and really give thanks because I am a gift to the planet, to really give thanks because I know it without a shadow of a doubt. To go to a Baptist church and let people know that I know who I am and whose I am and that I am a God goddess and that I was meant to be on this planet to express God without
ashamed or thinking, what are they going to think about me? What are they going to say? Are they going to boo me off this stage? Not at all. I've never been so clear. And it was a love journey. Again, I say thank you. So today, as we move through our life, what is our legacy? What are we leaving the planet? How are we leaving the planet? I know one thing, that the day I take my last breath, the one thing that I know for sure is that I played full out. I didn't let fear, I didn't let nothing stop me. I played full out. And I'm excited because it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. I tell you, God is amazing, y'all. Your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is the only choice. And I got one thing to say. We got some T-shirts that's going to be on the Love Journey Sunrise Service this year, and they got some powerful sayings. I love myself. I love myself. And guess what? Love is the cure. We got some powerful T-shirts at the Love Journey. And all our beautiful sayings is going to be on these different T-shirts. And so we're going to be representing what it is that we know. Love is the answer. We know that there's nothing more important than love. Because love is the vibration that magnetizes all things unto us. Love is the vibration that magnetizes all things unto us. I heard a lady once say, when she cleansed her heart, when she removed all the things, money chased her and overtake her. Well, today, I pray that you can cleanse your heart and cleanse your life to the point that everything you want, desire, will chase you and overtake you. I'm telling you, it's all good, and I can't keep it to myself. All right, you all have a great, wonderful, amazing day as we send our angels out on assignment to create ease, elegance, and grace, pave the pavement before us, and that the blessings will be right bestowed us around us and all around us, and that as we step, wherever we step, the blessings are there just because we're there, and that it'll be so good that you can't keep it to yourself. All right, y'all. Tony, see you in the morning.
Oh, come on, baby. Please, come on. I ain't gonna tell nobody. Come on. We could have did it by now. Come on.
I'm
Thank you, too, for tuning in to The Love Journey. I tell you, they call it a prayer line, but I call it an experience. Yes, it was filled with love, praise, and a lot of inspiration today. You go forth and be prosperous and enjoy your day. Have an Ephesians 3:20 experience, because something great is going to happen. I tell you, something good is going to happen for you today. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. I love you, and God bless. I can't keep it to myself.